All right, guys, welcome to the sales pitch. We're talking about the economy and business and the fight for a lower wage. Fight for $15 an hour. That's no longer people. Okay, listen to this. Fight for $15 an hour. That's no longer a livable wage. Let's go to 20. So now we do know in Congress and in your state, we're fighting for a basic livable wage hike. You know, a minimum wage to go to at least 15 an hour. But in Michigan, they've pushed back even going to $10 an hour for minimum wage. But the fact is, if you go look at these fast food restaurants, all of them, particularly Taco Bell right now, Wendy's, McDonald's, they realize that they at least need to pay you somewhere around $15 an hour to pay your rent. And for a part-time job. New hires want $20 an hour, though. The fight for $20 an hour. Well, here's the problem. Now, as of right now, these kids and these jobs, people that need a livable wage job, are going in and asking for $20 an hour. I need to pay my bills. I need to put gas in my tank. I need to buy groceries. Because it's just what they... Even I'm talking about working at Home Depot, Lowe's. $15 an hour is people aren't taking the jobs. People are not taking the jobs at $15 an hour, and the companies aren't going to hire you for more money. So guess what, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, all you guys. I'm just talking. You guys need to start hiring for $15 an hour or $20 an hour. Because the kids aren't taking the jobs for $17 an hour. Taco Bell will hire you as a manager for like $17, $18 an hour. Well, now you're seeing more people go back to these manufacturing jobs and these temp jobs, okay? Temporary staffing, you can get good paying wage jobs for them in manufacturing. A lot of these jobs are paying... Like, here we go. These warehouse jobs are paying $19, $20 an hour, full and part-time. Aldi's is a good example of that. I can go to Aldi's right now, $16, $15 an hour, be a cashier. Is it still not enough money? No, it's not, because it's not just an inflation. But the problem is you can't tackle all the inflation problems with higher percent rates because now we got a wage defect. The wages are not keeping up with the inflation. New hires want $20 an hour. As complicated as it is, the feds are trying to fight against inflation. That is in today's news right now. The fight for $15 an hour. Okay? We do not want to work. This is what people are saying and the millennials are saying. We do not want to work for $15 an hour because it's not enough money. So here it is. The fight for $15 an hour is no longer enough. It's time to fight for $20 an hour. So last month, Home Depot announced that it would begin paying all of its hourly employees, okay, Target did as well, to at least $15 an hour. In the words of the CEO, the most important investment we can make is in our people. You know what? I understand that. I do. But the only problem is, that's still not enough money. And you want to pay your people more money. But that still puts everything in perspective. Things you got to pay more money than your products that you sell got to go up. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, is trying to speed up timeable for his state to increase its minimum wage to $15 an hour from its present $13.25 an hour. So Maryland, okay? Better than Michigan, where I live, $13.25. Because doing so, could be a game changer. Well, it doesn't matter how you do the wages. Minimum wage, it's going to put more strain on companies. Companies are already going at the $15 an hour. So, in Pennsylvania, Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro Also fighting for $15 an hour. Michigan is wanting $10 an hour. The federal benchmark just 27. Okay, the federal benchmark minimum wage right now is just $7.25 an hour. A sum of said that a livable wage in 2023, and they haven't tackled minimum wage in over 14 years. That's a problem. Okay? And these wages, neither $15 an hour is now not a livable wage for the vast majority of Americans. Although corporations and politicians continue to use $15 an hour as their go-to target, the cent pay. Okay? And I'm not saying it's not bad incentive for a teenager to make 15 bucks an hour, but it's not enough. It's time to fight instead for $20 an hour as a government to fight for 15, capital F, began in 2012. A Service Employees International Union mobilized fast food workers in New York City to walk off the job. Well, this was happening also with, Starbucks. $15 an hour seemed like an incredible reach. But now that that's passed, that was in 2013, the first $15 minimum wage in the country, SeaTac, a suburb of Seattle, even most left learning economics thought that it was crazy to talk about $15 an hour. Now, $15 an hour is minimum wage. It's not minimum wage. Not even close. Look, servers are making $10 an hour right now at restaurants plus tips. I'm not kidding. Amazon, Starbucks, Best Buy, Walgreens. A new host of large employers are now saying that the big box stores, Amazon, Starbucks, Best Buy, Walgreens, and others among them have pushed their minimum wage hourly pay to 15 as a result of political pressure and a tight labor market. Now, to make things even better, the upshot is about 85% of the U.S. workers today make $15 an hour or more, according to economic policy, which is true. But now, to fight inflation, the $15 an hour to get off the ground is now off the ground, but fewer than 60% actually make $15 an hour. And now, those 15% were at a 13% hike in livable wage with inflation, but that's off too. We're more like 20 to 25% inflation rate because we're at hyperinflation now. That's why, because China is not recovering. That's right, guys. China is not recovering. The average apartment rent is 36% higher than it was in 2012. Now the cost to the worker and the family health coverage is 40% more. So most of the country says $15 an hour wasn't enough to live on and cover all the bills. It's not. Now we got car notes, $1,000 a month. So the ratios to debt to income, which is 36% of if you have a car note, a mortgage, and insurance, and your food and all your bills, is not 36% anymore. It's not. It's more like 70%. People are broke and they can't get any more, they can't borrow more with higher rates. So $15 is not enough money, and soaring inflation is putting a strain on families. So hourly expressions of income are deceiving as a measure of scienticity. I'm sorry. I cannot pronounce that word. But anyway, the president of Financial Health and Network, most of us can't do the math in our heads. If we could, we'd realize $15 an hour amounts to only $31,200 a year, assuming full-time work. About half of U.S. medium incomes and painfully don't work those hours. That's what the real problem is. They only work about 30 hours a week. Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, Ace Hardware. Look, most states are 29 hours to 30 hours a week is full time. Okay, Georgia is 29 and a half hours is full time. Michigan is anything below 32 hours, I think, is part time. So 32 hours or more in my state is full time. So you're considered full time. So that's all the hours they're going to give you. And that's all the hours you're going to get probably from Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's, all these companies giving you $15 an hour thinking that you're a millionaire. Because you're not. Okay, nonprofit groups, living wage for the U.S. has calculated what would be more like $24 an hour. The international, look, I don't care what the international norms are. I don't care. I don't care what the international, that's what's going on in America. I don't care what the international stats say. That's not about us. So Biden administration's called for family sustaining wages. We know that. And its formula is taken into the account of the cost of housing, food, transportation, health insurance, out-of-pocket medical costs, taxes, retirement savings, child care, and other necessities, along with 5% cushion of unexpected events. By this yardstick, 90% of Americans reside in a country where they can't make it as a family. And the family living wage is well under the $20 an hour mark. That's even with a college education, man. That you might make some. I'm just scouting, going by who the people are. Most of us are not making that. Some people are making $40 an hour with good skilled workers. A welder makes like $70 an hour or some shit like that. Yeah, some 36% of American workers fall short of the $20 threshold. 36%. That's the same amount of people, 36%, that own their houses. That's actually up. More people, 43% have downsized their houses and paid cash. That's what I do. I buy houses, pay cash for them, under market value houses. Okay? The gap goes a long way towards explaining to America and the tens of millions of workers that often face terrible choices between paying rent, putting enough food on the table, and getting medical care. A jump to $20 an hour would need to be carefully implemented. But $20 an hour in some states ain't enough. You need, if you can't at least make $26 an hour at a job right now, you're not going to make it. That's why I started my own business. The only way you're ever going to make enough money, guys, is start your own business. And work at it, even if it's part-time. Do something part-time. I flip houses for my living, okay? Find an undervalued house. I call them handyman specials. And I fix them up, sell them, put them back on the market for market value. I average about $40,000 to $50,000 a year doing that for one person. Now, married couples only make $50,000 to $60,000 a year average, $65,000 a year. So the average income has gone down throughout the last 14 years with inflation going up from the 2008 crash because we artificially gave out bad rates, 30% rates. Now those are climbing back to normal levels. 7% is what most people were paying in 2008. So we created this inflation problem with the bad housing sector. Now we're all kind of seeing the pressure here. We all need to make, with these rents going up and everything, a lot of people are renting houses. A lot of people rent apartment rent is up. The housing rents are up. Insurance costs on owning a home is up. I know that. Car rates, car insurance is up. So $20 an hour with inflation going down, but it's not going down enough because, look, housing prices are still going up because we got demand for houses now. We got a housing shortage problem. People are not selling houses with higher rates. They don't want to put theirs for sale and go move. People are not moving right now. You can go to uhaul.com and get all that information. I actually looked into it. U-Haul trucks are sitting there. But a lot of people move this time of year. They're not moving. Even in red states such as Florida, Nebraska, voters have approved the minimum wage increase. Also, has reported giving hope to some liberal lawmakers and progressive activists can begin rallying around $20 an hour. Look, let me tell you something. Back in the day when Henry Ford started Ford Motor Company, he was paying his workers enough money to buy his first cars. That's what the genius was with this situation. Okay? And back then, houses were only twice your income rate. So if you're making, say $20 an hour, okay? Housing costs back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s were not $400,000 for a new house. It was cheaper to build one back then. That's why all these houses got built. But now we're at a defect rate of houses not being built and not enough existing homes for sale. Because houses are now 8 times the rate of your paycheck. So if you make at the normal paycheck, hourly wage is $30 an hour. That's what they say with a degree. Most people are not making that though. Most people are making not even $20 an hour. So at $20 an hour, most houses are in the medium range of $240,000. So that is way over. That is like 10 times. Houses are 10 times the national average income, hourly rate. 10 times. 10 times 20. Okay? I'm sorry, 20 times. We are not in good condition here. We're not in good shape. So we can do the calculator on this. Let's go to the calculator. Okay? 20 times 10. Okay? 20 times 10. Oh, my battery's getting low. That's 200. So we are at 20 times the amount. So we are getting out of this. Here we go. Let's clear it out. 20 times 200. That's 4,000. So the national average of a house right now is $400,000 for a new house. You guys do the math. It's 400% of your average wage to buy a house. Nobody's going to be able to afford to pay that, even with a mortgage, because your payment is going to be $4,000 a month. Okay, guys, have fun figuring out your life, because I know what I need to do. I need to buy up a lot more houses for a lot cheaper. So, all right, guys, sales pitch out. Don't forget to follow my channel.